All right. We are back for another podcast episode of Success by Design. Super excited to talk to you guys today. Hey, if you don't know me, my name is Tim Madden. I'm the CEO of Executive Career Upgrades. And before we get started, man, you know, just talking about success, one of the hacks I do is I make sure the room I'm operating in, working in, right, I have just as many accomplishments I can around me and a reminder of all of those hard times I've been through and came out the other end. So that's just one of my hacks I do every single day. Because, hey, I still have most days where I'm like, man, you know, life's tough and business is tough, right? But some of those times when you look around and see achievements or pictures of times you had to overcome something, right, it just helps you continue to stay motivated during that day. So for all the listeners out there, check this out. We brought it up a couple months ago. But if you're watching live now, hey, sorry if you're not watching live. You'll have to go over to YouTube to check it out. We got in the Inc. 5000 award, and it says for last year, I'm going to read it to you. We were 555% growth. We were number 97th in the industry. In the state of Florida, we're one of the fastest growing businesses. So, hey, just a huge accomplishment, right? So thank you for all of our clients at Executive Career Upgrades and the team and everyone who made this possible. Because a lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into that, man, right? Success isn't easy. That's why I wanted to do this podcast to show you, right, how to have success in your life and business. And we have a great episode for you today. What is one more thing? Oh, yeah. And I don't think I formally announced this on the podcast yet. But if you don't know, we are also one of the fastest growing veteran-owned businesses. Last year, well, for 2022, we were number 48th, right? We were the 48th fastest growing veteran-owned organization in the United States, and we got invited again. So soon, I believe in a couple days, I'll learn what number we are on the list, and I'll be in beautiful Dallas, Texas, celebrating it with 100 other veterans, which are the fastest veteran-owned company. So give it up for Executive Career Upgrades. Hey, appreciate you guys. Appreciate you. Man, and before we get started with our episode, we just had 10 offers come through last week as well. If you don't know, hey, the job market is hot. People are hiring. There's a new person coming into office. Bitcoin's up. The S&P 500s are up. Companies are feeling more comfortable spending money. So now is the time to capitalize, because here's why. When does everyone wait to find a new job? I'm going to start January 1st. 2025 is going to be my year. Hey, I don't know about you, but I love a competitive advantage, right? Your competitive advantage would be, hey, if you know you were meant for something more in a toxic work environment, do not delay. Change your life today. Hey, that rhymed. Go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast because, hey, we on a mission to help a lot of people get hired as we finish out this year. We have had amazing, tremendous success. We'd love for you to be a part of it so we could help you reach some of your personal and professional goals and the financial ones too. So let's get started. This episode, hey, we're talking about success beyond the boardroom, right? Beyond the boardroom. How do we align our career and our personal goals? So, man, I hope by listening to this podcast, by now, if you've been a listener over the past couple of years, right, that you know what your goals are. Most people don't. What's crazy is I got to share two stories with you. I just held an event where actually I've decided to, since we've had so much success in business, right, over the years, we decided to hold our own little business scaling workshop, if you will. We did it, you know, as you know, we had Corey as a guest, former Army Ranger, on the last episode. If you haven't checked that out, remember, hey, on Mondays and Fridays, live listeners, we are uploading. Hey, check out our episodes over on Apple or Spotify. We're doing 3 a week. Alex, remind me. Hey, Alex, the video guy, the creative director, my right-hand man. We need to schedule time on Friday for another podcast. But hey, so I'm at this event and I'm asking people, we got to the finance section, right? And I'm asking them questions about finance. You know, most people, even in business, don't have goals. Christina, if she's listening in, was just talking to me. My significant other was talking last night saying, hey, what's the target for tomorrow? What's the target for November? What's the target for Black Friday? How many people are we going to help this month? And I'm like, man, thank you for the reminder. I try to be on my goals all the time, but it's even, you know, even they slip my mind sometimes. Okay. So most people in business don't even have goals. Seasoned entrepreneurs. So if you don't have goals right now, whether they be in your personal life or career, that's okay. I'm glad you tuned in today. So, hey, how do we define success is tip number one. How do we define success in our life? How do we define success in our career? We all have different definitions of success. What's yours? What are questions you need to ask yourself? What is a good marriage? What is a good family? What is a good participant in the community? What is a good mentor for others? What do they do? What is a good business leader? How do you know if you have a successful business? Is a successful business 10K a month? Is it 50K a month? Is it 100K a month? Only you can answer these questions. A lot of people try to base their goals off other people. Who cares about other people? This is about you. So what do you determine success is? This could be one of the most important questions you ask yourself in life. So many people are out there trying to find success, right? Quote unquote, if you're not watching live, they're trying to find success and they haven't even determined what success means. So those are some questions you're going to have to ask yourself. No one can really help you with this. It's up to you. So, hey, you need to define personal success and career success. And over time, you're going to have to recreate it. Because I assure you, if you think a successful business is, you know, or let's go back to corporate America, right? If you think you've made it when you make $20,000 a month, I assure you, when you start making that, your definition of success in your career is probably going to change. But what is it right now? What's something we can start working towards? So what is a successful life for you? What is a successful career for you right now? Only you can ask yourself that. Okay. Most people, the reason they struggle so much, have misalignment between personal and career goals. And when you do that, here's what happens, man. If you're trying to chase something where you don't know where the end goal is, man, you're going to get lost and you're going to get burnout. You're going to get lost and burnout. So if that's you right now, it's probably because you don't have a clear enough of a target. Maybe it's not big enough of a target to actually get you motivated. Because here's the thing. Everyone wants a successful life. Who doesn't? Do you want a successful life? Do you want a successful career? Do you want a successful business? Of course, everyone does. Well, then develop what that means to you and then go attack it. Because here's why. If you're attacking a target to have success in my personal life, that shouldn't make you burnt out, right? Number two, you need to identify core values and priorities. So tips for you, encourage, right? What do you stand for? What do you stand for? You know, I think back to the military, to core values that we had. And by the way, core values, it's just another way of like how we make decisions in our life. I remember in the military, I did lots of push-ups to, you know, the Army values. Loyalty, duty, respect, selfless service, honor, integrity, personal courage. Man, I know those values 25 years later. Man, I'm getting old. 25 years later. Why? They were ingrained in me. They were indoctrinated in me. I thought about them every day. I have my my dog tag still from basic training. It's got, you know, a little trinket with the Army values on it. So I wore it for 20 years. Good reminder every single day. What are your core values? What do you stand by? How do you make decisions? Most people don't have them. So far, if you don't have defined what's personal success in my personal life, if you don't have defined what's success in my business unit, in the organization I work for, if I don't have defined what I stand for, and how I make decisions based on my values, guess what? That's probably why you are effed up. That's probably why you may be depressed. That may be why it's hard to get out of bed in the morning. It could be why it's hard to go to sleep at night because your mind's racing. So if you're dealing with any of those symptoms, I assure you, it's because of these things. Because when you understand your personal priorities, right, and your core values, it's going to influence your career choices, and you're going to lead a more fulfilled life. You got so many people out there going through the motions every single day. Don't let that be like you. I tell my the clients in executive career upgrades all the time, hey, I don't want to be 80 years old with a cup of coffee on my front porch, right? Saying, man, wish I'd have done this and 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 this. Imagine being in your last years of your life and thinking about regret. How would that feel? I'm not going to let that happen. Because when I'm 80, here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, you know what? I accomplished everything I wanted to in life. And if I didn't accomplish it, I tried damn hard. And if you try damn hard and you put your best foot forward and you still don't achieve whatever, that's okay, man. You gave it your all. That's something you can be at peace with. Yeah, hey, it sucks. You didn't achieve it. You didn't win the game. You didn't do whatever. But hey, if you gave it your best and you trained and you did these things, then I'm going to be able to be at peace with that when I'm 80 years old. What you're not going to be able to be peace with, right? If you don't have goals, you don't achieve them, man, you're going to live a life of regret. Don't do that. Do not do that. Goal setting. I talk to you about this a lot. You know, so first we talked about what is success. We need to define it. We can't really create goals of how to reach it until we really define, like, you know, what is success? And then we try to break it down. I'm helping people. We started a new program here at Executive Career Upgrade called the Publish Authors Program. It's only going to be able open to people who are partnering with us in some type of way. But we gave people, you know, an opportunity to write a book, right? And when I talk about goals, everything is easy in life if you break it down and not make it so dang overwhelming. So many people think so many things in life is overwhelming. It all is. When you think about writing a book, who would want to do that? A lot of people want a book. A lot of people don't want to do what's required to get a book done. But when you break it down and say, hey, here's how I'm going to break down the chapters. Here's how I'm going to break down the title. Here's when I'm going to do it. Here's when I'm going to do this. Here's who's going to write my foreword. It all becomes a little simpler. But if you don't have defined what is success in different areas of your life, how can you create goals to reach it? Reach what? We don't even have a target, right? We don't even know what success looks like. And Joyce, yes, the mastermind was amazing and a huge success. Thank you for coming. Lori, thank you for joining us today. Hey. Environment of support. You need a support system, both at work and at work. You need a support system. Nothing, write this down if you're taking notes, right? Nothing has ever been, how do I want to word this? Nothing great has literally ever been achieved, like extraordinary, supernatural, by one person. You're gonna need help getting to the mountaintop. You're gonna need help becoming a director, then a VP, then an executive, and there's different levels of it. Okay, you're gonna need help in business to start your business, to get to your first $1 million year, 10 million, 100 million, nearly impossible to get there without help, right? So you need to build a support system. What most people have is, what's the word I'm looking for? They have an environment of people, but all those people are telling them to hold back, right? It's funny. We got an email. This guy was going to move forward in one of our programs. And he said, you know what, Tim, I talked to my friend and my friend said, that we shouldn't get help. Why would a friend tell you? Imagine you have a significant member that you care about. It's on drugs and they haven't been able to get clean by themselves. Imagine saying, you know what? You shouldn't go to a treatment facility. You know, it's funny. I hear Grant Cardone. That's who I listen to, right? My mentors, Grant Cardone and Brandon Dawson. It was funny. We're going to go way out there. But he was buying his first jet, right? Buying his first jet. His accountant, his CFO said, that's a horrible investment, Grant. They cost so much money. All of these other people were like, man, this is how much it's going to cost. It's crazy. The upkeep of it. All of these things, right? And then Grant Cardone asked some of his friends that were billionaires, was like, hey, I'm thinking about buying a jet. What do you think? his billionaire friends were like, man, I got four of them. He was like, wow, how do you even make sense of that? And I'll save that story for another one. So, hey, I would say when we talk about building a support system, right, we need friends to tell us when we're wrong, right? We need friends to lift us up, man. You need friends to push you to your potential, not people that are going to tell you to never change, be comfortable. We love you just the way you are. I don't have friends like that, man. I want friends to push me. I want my friends to say, you were meant for something more. Hey, I know you can achieve that. Hey, those are some ambitious goals. I know you're going to crush it. So who are you surrounding yourself with? Whether you're in corporate America or whether you're in, building a business, who are you surrounding yourself with? Are you surrounding yourself with people that say, play it safe, never take any risks, never invest in yourself? Show me one person, man, who's never had a mentor, who's been wildly successful, never went to school, never took courses, never had a mentor. Impossible. When you look at the most successful people, right, they have a good support system, man, of mentors, advisors, right? And they've got their family on the same page. Last one I have for you. Yeah, thank you for sharing that, Justin. Thank you for sharing that. Justin Warren over on LinkedIn. A person of my closest support system thinks I'm shooting too high. Very frustrating and demoralizing on a very regular basis. Man, that makes me so sad, man. That makes me so sad. How are you going to do anything great, right, without hooking up with the right people? You know? It's crazy because frequently I spend myself around people that have never invested in themselves before and, you know, regularly sometimes don't take action. And I'm also in mastermind groups of people that do take action all the time and have made countless investments. I've even said that to the mastermind group, right, in, you know, that we held recently. I was like, hey, just in the past couple of years, I personally, Christine and I, have spent $1 million on ourselves throughout various people to help grow and scale executive career upgrades into what it is today. I did not do this. This is not the Tim and Christina Madden show, right? We've got help from a lot of people that are way farther along than us. The reason I say that, on that road to investing that much into ourselves, hey, I had some investments in myself that didn't work out. But what are you going to do? Are you going to just make one investment and then it doesn't work out and then, hey, I'm never doing that again? I know that there's going to be people that I partner with where, you know, things go bad. I'm going to try to do my due diligence, right? But I know if I'm trying to read good books, I know I'm going to read some bad pages. You know, when I look for how do you approach a book? That's probably a good analogy. Do you approach a book of every page better blow my mind? Or do you approach a book of, hey, I'm looking for that one idea, man. I'm looking for that one thing to totally change my perspective on leadership, communication, scaling a business unit. Or are you one of those people who said, man, I'm looking for that one thing. When I partner with people and I pay, you know, there's masterminds I'm in where we pay lots of money to. I'm like, man, I'm looking for one idea to get an ROI out of this. Is that how you approach it? Karuna says, investing in yourself takes away for in life and brings a lot more satisfaction than anything else. Absolutely. Yeah, it's one of those things where I think just there's a psychology to investing in yourself. I've seen people, it's kind of funny here at ECU, we just had one person, knock on wood, hey, this happens sometimes. She got hired in 33 days after working with us. So give it up for that person. Give it up to Naomi, right? But sometimes I think when you just make a claim to it, to the universe and say, hey, I'm going in, I'm investing in myself. Man, and think about this. If you can't bet on yourself, man, who can you bet on? Write that down. Hey, if you can't bet on yourself, who can you bet on? But I also feel when you just say, you know what? I am investing in myself, that there's just psychology that changes in your mind. Hey, last tip I got for you today, right? Reflection and adjustment. Regular reflection to evaluate these alignments, right, is important. Your goals are going to change over time. Your personal, what you consider success in your personal life. If you would have asked me that I would have the, here's a food for thought. If you would have told me the problems I'm dealing with right now to grow and scale this business, things I'm doing in my personal life, things I'm doing in my professional life. If you would have told me I'd have had these problems 3 years ago, I'd have been like, man, I want those problems. I shared to a group of people recently. I was talking to my mentor not too long ago, and he was stressed out about trying to come up with $400 million to acquire this other company. And I'm like, man, what a great problem to have, right? So remember, hey, you want problems, and your problems are going to grow over time. That's okay. You need to personally reflect, right, and make adjustments. So, hey, let's recap. Aligning career and personal goals. Hey, number one, we have to, you know, a lot of people don't do this. Please. Shaping your life and changing the trajectory of it is not these grand, very motivational things. Sometimes it's just the simple thing of putting your pen to paper and saying, hey, what is success in my personal life, with my family, with my community? What is success in my job? Is success to you? I like going to work every day. Is it a monetary number? Is it the impact you're making? I don't know what it is for you, but you need to write those down. Do you have core values which impact your decision making? They should. Are you setting goals to achieve what you consider successful in your personal and your career? Do you have an environment of support or an environment that holds you back every single day and keeps you average? Hey, I have another piece of advice for you for that. Don't ever get advice from people that aren't more successful than you. You got people trying to get finance advice from people that are broke, career advice from people that aren't even at your level, right? Why would you do that? Man, if you want to get advice from people that are more successful than you, period, end of story. And if your family members, your aunts, your uncles, your mom, et cetera, if you're doing something great, man, and they're trying to tell you to play it safe, hey, say, stop that. Say, hey, I'm on a journey that's hard enough, man. I'm not asking for your permission. I'm just asking for your support. See what I mean? There's a difference there. Hey, mom, I know you don't agree with me for doing this, but hey, can you just please tell me that you support me in my decision making? There you go. Reflect and make frequent adjustments. People make life so freaking difficult because they don't have a plan. They don't know where they're going. They haven't mapped out how they are going to get there. That's most people's problems. That is the food for thought that I leave you with today. So, hey, your homework, okay? How do you define success in your personal life? How do you define success in your career? What are the variables that are important to you? Work on that homework. Could be the most important questions you ever ask yourself. Until next week, have a great day, everyone. And thank you for tuning in to the Success by Design podcast. See you next week. See you Friday.